Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
It's time to chat some biking here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and our guest returning from New South Wales in Australia today is Wes Thompson. Before we get into the podcast, I must tell you it's brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. You can support the Kona Edge by heading over to the KonaEdge.com/indoor, as in trainer. That's I-N-D-O-O-R. The KonaEdge.com/indoor. Check out their extensive range of superb indoor trainers. If you haven't checked them out, you are really, really missing out. Go and get all the details there. And before we get into today's podcast, let's check out the Coach's Corner. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some biking now. We head back to Australia to catch up with Wes Thompson. Wes, welcome onto the Kona Edge once again. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, Brad. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
Wes, you're a self-confessed tinkerer on your bike. You obviously enjoy the machine and you enjoy spending time on it. Would you say you're, out of the three disciplines, your bike is your strongest, or would you say it's your run?
Well, the statistics don't lie, Brad, and the bike is my strongest leg. And that's the one I enjoy the most, so it makes sense.
Let's talk about some of the things you do on the bike. You mentioned the sort of gear you've had the last time we chat as well, but what are some of the things you absolutely love doing on the bike?
Well, I'm a huge fan of a long ride. I see the long ride as it's just the weekly adventure. You know, there's, like I said to you on the introduction podcast, I just love getting out by myself. I love just choosing where I'm going as I roll out my driveway and making it up from there. You know, I've got some great places to ride, you know, from my driveway. So you can't beat the long rider. But, you know, if you said I enjoy my threshold sets on the trainer more than your long ride, I think you got rocks in your head. So definitely the long ride on a Saturday morning, mate.
I find that interesting. You also said to me that you probably only ride out once a week. The rest of the work you do is on your kicker. It must be tough. I mean, I live in an amazing place, lots of great places to ride. But is that a conscious decision just from a time perspective that you know you can put in a really good workout midweek on the kicker as opposed to getting out every opportunity you can?
Well, if you're serious about your racing and you want to get the best out of yourself on race day, there's no point going out and just logging junk. It's as simple as that. I find that you cannot go out and even if you've got a perfectly flat piece of road, which we have access to here as well, and you've got some intervals to do, it's really hard to nail those numbers you need to nail consistently without environmental factors sort of hampering your ride. So you just cannot beat the value of a good hard session on the trainer, especially midweek if you're time crunch and you can't, you know, you got to get a session in before work or after work. You cannot beat the indoor trainer as far as just getting it done.
Tell me a little bit about your setup with the kicker. I mean, they're not the cheapest of indoor trainers, but they are fantastic. Do you use it with sort of software like Zwift or that sort of thing? How do you use it to sort of get the best bang for your buck, so to speak?
Yeah. Well, I've made my own. My go-to Tuesday morning bike set is one I've created myself. I do use Trainer Road. They've got some great workouts there, and it's for a subscription to any of those online training platforms, is the value is, I think, is unreal. But the one go-to key session I do on a Tuesday morning at 4:30 a.m. is one I've created myself. And yeah, that really stings. And I think it's key to being to making me a stronger biker anyway.
Tell me about that session. What does it entail?
Well, it does over the course of I generally give myself a, because I'm very active. I don't really have an off season. I'm always busy riding and running and whatever. If I'm not in a particular training block, so I'll give myself an 8 week build for an Ironman. Basically, I don't keep it any longer because it can wear you down. You can become a bit of a grind after that, I believe. But my go-to session is basically 21 minutes, big gear work, high wattage, with 1 minute recovery, in between, 20 times. And that, those 21 minutes, seem to go for an eternity. And I like to do that and then run, straight at my garage after that and just, I like to try and do a short break after every, training session, whether it's just a quick lap around my block, which is a bit over 1 kilometer, or after, or just keep it short and sharp. But that really is the go-to bike set, which is the big gear, high wattage, 1 minute on, 1 minute off. Yeah, it stings.
I was going to say, it sounds like it hurts a lot.
Yeah, it's good. I love it.
Brilliant. Wes, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today here on the Kona Edge. We look forward to chatting a little bit about your run next time.
My pleasure, Brad. Thanks once again.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's a wrap for today. Before we go, another iTunes review. This one coming in from I Am Kona Boy in the United States, giving us a 5-star, saying it's great to hear what the other age groupers are doing to race at a high level. Great show. Very knowledgeable on racing Ironman. It's fantastic. I Am Kona Boy, thank you for leaving us that review. It is hugely appreciated. And keep them coming. These iTunes reviews are almost like our virtual tip jar. If you'd like to help us out, literally just hit subscribe in the iTunes podcast player and then hit rating or review, leave us a review. And what that does is it just tells iTunes that you dig it and it puts us in front of more people just like you. So we get to spread the message far and wide. And it's as simple as that. So until tomorrow, have yourself a superb one. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.